are not just following the rules. Christians are allowing the Holy Spirit to direct their ways away from sinful choices. Being led by the Spirit is the symbol of being a child of God. Romans 8:14 reads, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons and daughters of God." Daily spiritual guidance distinguishes believers as God's heirs. We are God's heirs. Believers will make themselves available to God. Did you ever think of yourself that way? That you are making yourself available to Him. A person available to God shares with others about Jesus. It is so important to tell people what Jesus can do for them and how much He loves them in this world today. I have another caretaker story. Caretaking has taken over a lot of my time in my life. God has led me to become a caretaker for my parents. And I am trusting Him and praying to be led by the Spirit to be available to God for anything that He wants me to do. I'm opening up my heart, and I'm willing to step forward. I'm trusting in the Lord to direct me each and every day, especially in meal planning. Boy, am I trusting Him. Some of you have heard of my cooking talents. Well, here's a recent story for you. Last Monday, in between physical therapy and an iron infusion, I was running around while Mom and Dad were sleeping in between appointments. They were resting. And I was making lunch. One of my side dishes was to be a seasoned and buttered vegetable tray of warm mushrooms and carrots and peas and onions. And as I went, I was tasting it all along, and it really tasted so good, and it smelled delightful. And then very quickly, as I was looking at the time, I reached in, I grabbed a lid for the skillet, and I covered the frying pan, and I went to get my parents. And then I went to get the veggies, and to my surprise, I couldn't get the lid off of the frying pan. It was the wrong lid that I had put on, and it had been suctioned shut. There was no way I could get it off. I tried to turn the heat up, couldn't get it off. I tried to let it cool down. I could not get it off. So when my parents came up, I lifted the pot up from the handle, up on the lid that was stuck, and we just ended up laughing because I made a delicious side dish, but I couldn't open the lid. Wrong lid. We were laughing so much, but that really sums up my cooking skills, so pray for my parents as I provide for them. Has anyone else experienced this? Nobody's going to raise their hand. Oh, good. Thank you. So it's normal and it happens sometimes, but we found humor in it. I left the lid on so that it would cool, and then nothing happened. I just couldn't get it off. And I left it on the counter because Becky was coming the next day, and I just wanted to show her that my skills haven't changed very much in the last few months. And and it was still stuck the next day, and we laughed all over again. In my frustration and in my anger and upsetness, we found humor and joy. And boy, am I thankful for others who have been blessed with cooking skills and share their cooking skills with me. We just celebrated a very blessed Easter together, and we gave thanks for the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Jesus placed His life into God's hands, His heart, His soul, and His life. At the end of His time here on earth, He was abused, but He did not return the abuse. He suffered terribly, but He did not threaten those who were hurting Him. Jesus teaches that when we do good, but we suffer, we are to take it patiently. This is commendable before God. I'm reading from 1 Peter 2, starting at verse 19. "For it is commendable if someone bears up upon the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it, to your credit, if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. He committed no sin, no deceit. No deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Jesus bore your sin in his body on that cross, so that free from sin, you are to live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Like a sheep going astray, you have been returned to the guardian of your soul. With these verses shared today, Peter urges believers to submit to legitimate authorities, properly constituted authority. God has ordained systems of human government, and they must be recognized. Through good behavior, honoring all people, loving others, fearing God, and honoring leaders, critics are silenced. They notice the good. The good will be seen. Submission to the leader does not mean blind obedience, as believers are to obey God first. Acts of obedience to God are designed to maintain order, to preserve harmony. Christians at the time of the writing of this passage were persecuted by the Roman Empire. However, they were slaves to God. As slaves to God, believers were to live as servants to God. Respectful behavior was and is a testimony for Christianity in today's world. In today's fast-paced society, we become tuned in to respectful behavior as though it is not the norm. It must be the norm. Good behavior, good actions, good statements need to be less rare and more normal for our world. That's what Jesus would want. In his suffering, Jesus committed himself to the Father, and he is our example of someone who endured punishment so unjustly. Theologian Adam Clark wrote, "He suffered, but not on account of any evil he had either done or said in deed and word. He was immaculate, and yet he was exposed to suffering. Expect the same, and when it comes to bear it in the same spirit." That made me ponder. I don't wake up thinking, "I'm going to get it today. Somebody's going to hurt me today. Somebody's going to doubt Jesus today." But I felt like I'd be more prepared if it would happen. The more I got into the Word and specifically looked for how to react when people doubt my faith, the more prepared I was feeling I would be for that. At times, life is not so easy. There is a need to entrust each of our situations to God. We need to acknowledge our pain to him. Pastor David Guzik shared about these verses that Peter clearly made the cross of Jesus, meant the cross of Jesus when he mentioned the tree, the cross, the wood. Jesus bore our sins in his own body on that cross, the wood of that cross. Peter stated it here both to constantly remind Christians of the great work of Jesus on the cross and to show them that even as the suffering of Jesus accomplished much, so their own suffering can be used of God. Our suffering can be used of God. People are watching us. People are learning from our reactions. Our suffering can produce endurance and build maturity and even prompt repentance. One's relationship with God is strengthened during times of suffering. When one experiences pain, or goes through a house fire, or has health issues, or cancer, or experiences loneliness, or family issues, or unemployment, or divorce. When we experience that, we develop an empathy towards others who have experienced the same pain. We must meditate on Bible verses to comfort ourselves, to comfort others. We must pray for the ability to do good and to act with honesty. God offers us peace and love and compassion and strength. When you feel that someone has hurt you, turn to the Bible. Matthew 5:44. From the Sermon on the Mount. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Sometimes it's just the guy you're working with. Sometimes it's a family member. Prioritize your spiritual life. Break the cycle of pain. Break that cycle of hatred. Reflect God's love. Set healthy boundaries to not empower others to continue in sin. The Holy Spirit will guide those who are willing to follow him. It requires daily surrender of your will to God. Listen for his sharing. Reduce the noise of this world. Be aware of that inner nudge. Shall I help that person take back that grocery cart? Shall I help my neighbor who is financially struggling? Listen to that inner nudge. Be at peace regarding the decisions that you make. Search for the specific scriptures to guide you. A believer's union with Christ in his death lives a new life. You are healed and restored by Jesus' suffering. Your life is permanently changed by your identification with Jesus on the cross. I read this while studying this week. The wise, aged, seasoned child of God knows they cannot move one muscle without depending on Christ. He's so patient with us. The kingdom of Christ began at his resurrection. This new life includes spiritual healing. Avoid the negative talk. Negative talk about yourself and negative talk about others, as the devil will continuously hound you more and more when you let just a little smidgen of that into your mind. Stop it. Your words will be manifested. They will be made clear. Start confessing victory in Jesus. Allow his spirit and his power to help you overcome the valley that you may be walking in. Thankfully, God is always looking for people who will obey him. And then the Holy Spirit sends those people out into the world to bring blessings to others. That's our job. Bring blessings to others. Seek first the kingdom of God. Do not let your pride rob you of the blessings of God. Life is not perfect. Be sure to listen for the Lord. Confess your worries and your needs to Jesus. Confess Jesus as the victory of your life daily. He will bring you redemption, recovery, and salvation. A long time ago, I did change my ways, and if someone hurt my feelings, I chose to pray for them instead of pondering on how they hurt me. Talk about doing the right thing, right? Don't let that grow in your mind. Pray for those who hurt you. Remember, hurt people will hurt people. They need Jesus. Trust Jesus. I took that word trust, T-R-U-S-T. Trust. Tough times will occur. Thank God for his strength to endure. That's letter T. R. Reflect God's love daily. U. Understand God's word. Study the Bible. Learn to rely on the Holy Spirit. He's with you always. T-R-U-S, show love. It is a powerful testament to God's love. Show love. And T, thankfulness. Express gratitude, remain thankful, and give thanks in everything. T-R-U-S-T, trust Jesus. Let us pray. Dear God, before we begin, either say these lines to yourself after I share them, or say them out loud, whisper them out loud after I share them, and we will say this prayer together. Dear God, I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I confess I have sinned, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died to take away my sins. I believe you raised him to life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior and to follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life. Dear Lord, help me to do your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.